My pleasure, gentlemen.
All right, now what, Ned? Seriously, now what?
Now what? Well, we got a game tonight. That's good news. We got a game tonight, and look, it's in the Dodgers' control, a lot of it, although you lose last night, and now it's kind of 50-50. Both teams are in control of their own destiny in a lot of ways, but hey, that's the makings of a pennant race.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone, you know, wants to point a finger at somebody and blame this guy, blame that guy. This has really been the Dodgers season all year long, right, Ned? I mean, they've struggled to hit with guys in scoring position. Certain key situations, especially late in the games, they've had struggles. The bullpen, the ninth inning has been a problem. This has kind of been the norm all season long.
In sports, I find it very difficult to ever blame or point the finger at one person. I don't think that's accurate. I think in a game of baseball, there's so many different opportunities inside nine innings or nine innings plus to do something different that could give your team a 3 or 4 or 5 run lead or whatever. There's a lot of different things that go on. I think the one factor that has been more or less a thread through the season, and it's been good from time to time, is the ability to hit with runners in scoring position. And I think that has been one area that there's been some frustration with. I think we saw it last night. Many, many opportunities. And I thought Arizona was just trying to get out of the ballpark and go home. I mean, you got Chris Stewart throwing the ball in the center field on a stolen base. You got all sorts of different things going on. It almost looked like this was a game that the Dodgers would almost win by default. But it didn't turn out their way, and Escobar had set that fastball in her half off my eight, and suddenly now you've got a half-game lead, and Colorado's got a game tomorrow to play. So even if you win all your games now, it's not a guarantee because they can win all their games.
All right.
So you've kind of put yourself in that spot where the pressure is no longer squarely on Colorado. Today, the pressure, I think, is shared by both groups.
Ned, you talked about Maeda. Look, Kent has struggled in the ninth inning. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, he has really struggled, allowed 8 hits and 6 earned runs. His ERA in the ninth inning is 18. So I guess this begs the question, why does he keep going out in the ninth inning?
Well, that is a good question. You know, last night you could have used Kenley in that spot. Most of the time, many times you have that opportunity. But again, you know, Dave Roberts' record is so strong in so many ways that you got to believe that's the way he's going to want to go, and that's his choice. Will that be his choice tonight in the same situation? We don't know. We do know that they do change a lot, that they have a lot of flexibility with their thought process. They have a lot of flexibility with who pitches in what situations, who's in the lineup, what position they start the game at, what position they finish the game at. So it is not a stagnant group that everybody is kind of like soldiered into their role, and it's just going to be that way no matter what the result is. And I think it'll be interesting to see if they're sitting there, too, with another 1 or 2 run lead, or tied, I should say, because if you're in the ninth with a lead, you're going to see Kenley. But if you're tied in that spot, if it's Kent or if it's somebody else.
Yeah, and this is the way we're rolling, right, Ned? I mean, I look up, and aside from last night, which got discouraging because, like you said, I do believe the Diamondbacks are trying to almost give it away to us. And they didn't win it, so it leaves a sour taste. But you look up, you see Chris Taylor starting to get hot. Obviously, Kike Hernandez is hitting the ball tremendously well. Jock Peterson's hitting the ball. That lineup is deadly, as they mentioned several times on the broadcast last night. So I feel good about where they are. It's just the frustration of, like you said, runners in scoring position.
It is an interesting feeling because I agree with you. I still think that there's not a team in the National League that's better than they are. I still think, when I get to October, I think they'll run to the World Series. I believe it. I believe it wholeheartedly. I don't believe it just because we're on the flagship station. I believe it because I've seen enough to know what I believe. And I do think that they are the best team. And guys are getting hot. I mean, Kike has been really playing well lately. Great games last night. A lot of guys, Chris Taylor, as you mentioned, up and down the lineup, Justin Turner. But you know, you have to win the game. You still have to win that particular game. The body of work has been tremendous if you come down to one game, you're going to have to win that one game. And I think that that's kind of where they're at. I still like where they're at. Philly has not played Colorado well, but Philly's like Arizona right now. They're counting minutes so they can get on a plane and go home. And so, that's what you're going to have, and that's the way it kind of goes. And you got Washington going into Colorado after Philly, a team that had great expectations. You know, they're trying to finish over 500 instead of trying to figure out who they're going to play in the first round of the division. So you do have that matchup. You got the San Francisco matchup coming over the weekend against the Dodgers. So everybody's playing teams that have kind of not met expectations. And you got two teams that have basically, in a large way, met expectations. But to win every game out, that's tough to do. And Colorado's route is more difficult because they've had to win more games to get back to half game back. And they do have that extra game that they're going to play tomorrow. So Dodgers still, I think, are shaded somewhat into the upper hand area in a lot of ways. And I do love the team, and I love that. If they get to October, which I think they're going to, I think they'll run it right to the end.
Well, to get to October, the scenarios are just mind-boggling on what may happen if the Dodgers and Rockies tie. They'll play it off. The winner of that game would then move on to Atlanta for the division series. But the loser of that game, if they finish ahead of St. Louis, then heads off to Milwaukee for the wild card.
Unless, the play-in game, yeah.
Right, but unless... let's say the loser of the Dodgers and Colorado finish tied with St. Louis for the wild card, then that loser would have to play St. Louis to find out who's in the play-in game of the wild card.
Yes. And it might be Chicago in the wild card, not Milwaukee. Milwaukee's playing great.
So, I mean, there are going to be an awful lot of – there's a possibility of a lot of games real fast, day after day after day. So these got to be early starts everywhere.
Yeah, most likely. You'll have early starts because you'll have some teams will have to get to the next place to play the next day sometime in the scenario we just drew up.
Do you see it coming down to that?
I think you may have one such game. I don't think you have everybody in that boat. I think the National League Central will sort itself out so everybody knows who that is. The one might be Colorado and the Dodgers. But again, I don't see the Dodgers needing to play that game. I think that they'll be fine. I think Colorado's going to lose a game between now and then, and the Dodgers may not lose another one.
All right, well, tonight they wrap it up in Arizona, and it's the quote-unquote infamous bullpen game. Ross Stripling will start, but then it's just going to be kind of mix and match. Is that a good idea at this time of the year?
Well, if that's the best idea, then that's a great idea. And that's the idea you've got. That's where you think you have a chance to win the game. They know where what the standings are. They know where they're at. And if that's where they want to do, that's good enough. You know, I mean, Stripling has pitched pretty well. He's in innings limit that he hasn't been at before. He's a little bit past where he was a year ago. But he has had time off, and you've got to really kind of. You buy outs this time of year. You're just trying to get one out at a time and get through innings and buy outs and make the other team come out and pitch. It'll be interesting to see what Arizona does, too, because I have not seen, they won last night. It's tough to sit here and say, well, they're not doing anything, but I don't see a lot of focus all the time in their at-bats. Goldschmidt, tremendous player. You know, he is all out of whack. And, you know, how they play and what kind of start they have into the game will dictate really how this game goes in a lot of ways. If they're game for it, could be interesting. If they just kind of go through the motions and swing at Stripling's big breaking ball and all that, then, you know, it's going to be – it could be a one-sided match. I think Arizona probably felt they wanted to win one game of the series, to think that they are going to fight to win a second one. I know that the rivalry is what the rivalry is, but I still think the Dodgers have the team that can put them away tonight. And if it's a bullpen game, it's a bullpen game. You still got Strip to start. You know that he's qualified to do it. And Greinke's pitching for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's had kind of a mixed bag against the Dodgers. The Dodgers know him very well. I think he gave up 5 home runs a year or so ago to them at Dodger Stadium. So he is not unhittable. And the offense has not clicked with runners in scoring position. But there is still not an easy out in this lineup. You look at the lineup, and if you're a pitcher or you're scouting this team, and you're going to say, okay, if we get through the 6th spot, we'll be okay 7, 8 in the pitcher spot. No, you can never say that with this group. every guy that you see is saying, we better stay on this because this guy could change the game. And it's 1-8, really, no matter who's playing. And Arizona's bullpen, I've been saying it long as we've been talking on this air this year. Their bullpen, it is, guys get themselves out. They don't get very many guys out.
All right, Ned. Well, thanks for jumping on. We got the padding back in the room.
But isn't this exciting, Fred?
Sure. Maybe for you, Ned.
Love it. Best time of the year, Ned.
All right.
That's right. Ned, when the kids go home in a men's state of play, boy.
That's it.
Well, I'm sitting right here then, Ned. All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.